Hi there, it is week 40 of 52 Weeks of Inspiration. I want to talk about the past. When I think back, and I just had this thought when I was driving the other day, and I had forgotten my water bottle at home. I take my water bottle everywhere with me. And I left it home. I was like, oh no. And there's these thoughts that go through my brain, like, what am I going to do? Do I buy water at the store? I don't like to drink it from plastic, but, you know, maybe it won't matter with menopause if I just do it one time. Like, there's all this fear about water, because I've heard as a woman in menopause that the plastic water bottles are really bad for you. And anyway, it's this whole thing. But when I think back into my childhood, and even the stories of my parents and my grandparents, it hit me that no one carried water bottles. Nobody did. And I mean, maybe, of course they drank water, of course they did, but it wasn't the focus constantly that it is now. Nobody walked, tumblers were not sold and or tracked in ounces on apps. They worked, they exercised. Like, I remember those plastic water bottles, you know, like the 80s headband with the, what was the guy's name? Oh, I forget his name. Richard Simmons. You know, like, you knew that if you worked out, you had to have a water bottle because you had to drink. But I remember my mom waking up in the morning and having 5 coffees. And then I don't think I saw her drink anything else until she cracked a Coors Light at 5:30, 6 o'clock. And I laugh at that because, you know, it just felt like nobody drank water. And sometimes I think about it because our understanding of health and wellness and even our understanding of spirit has evolved over time. But back then, obviously, we didn't know what we know now about hydration and energy and the way water affects every part of our body. Just like we didn't know as much about mental health and food and sensitivities and how those things shape our lives or how stress would affect us. And so sometimes you think, oh, it was a simpler time. They weren't so stressed. But sometimes I think they didn't know. And humanity is always learning. We're always growing. And what our ancestors didn't do wasn't because that they were wrong. It was because their awareness was different. And when our awareness changes, so do our habits. So sometimes that awareness, such as drinking water, is obviously beneficial to us because we change our habits and, you know, we carry forward the focus to drink more water. But I think that the real wisdom is in knowing what to carry forward and what to leave behind. And I think that there are a lot of people in this world that are confused. Yeah, our ancestors didn't focus on water, but they did focus on resilience and on family and on finding joy in simple things. They focused on a life that made sense in so many ways. They focused on simple things, like when the streetlights came on, you knew it was time to come home. They focused on eating dinner together as a family. They focused on playing outside and noticing what was around them. While it's okay to honor the truce that we have from today and how far we've come, we also need to embrace the knowledge that they gave us that helped us thrive today. So this week, I want you to look back on your own past and ask yourself what changed in the way I live my life. And which changes are serving me and which changes are not serving me. Because I think that inspiration comes from realizing that growth doesn't mean rejecting the past. It means weaving together the wisdom of yesterday with the knowledge that we have today. So listen, my mom and my grandparents, they didn't carry water bottles. But they carried strength and they carried laughter and they carried morals and they carried values. We carry water bottles, for sure. But we carry mindfulness and wellness and awareness, and those things are great. But we also carry a lot of other things. We carry stress. We carry fear. And I think that we carry a world that's very divided and separated. And you can say it started in 2020, you can say it started whenever you want, but we are so far apart. So this week, maybe we can try and come a little bit back together. And maybe we do that by honoring the past, embracing the present, and to recognize that we're going to keep learning as we move forward. But we have to bring some things back from our past. Because if we don't, I fear that we're losing our humanity altogether. I hope that makes sense. Have a great week, and I'll chat with you soon.